Today is January 18th, 2023, and this is the Poalsie Museum's Daily Centennial Moment. Little Hoquiam River Bridge in poor condition. Disclosures as to the state of the Little Hoquiam River Bridge following inspection and repairs by Street Commissioner J.G. Young during the last week resulted in the City Commission taking the first steps yesterday towards replacing the bridge. Mr. Young said that the old wooden span was rotted in many places, with stringers so spongy that boards carrying great weight would sink in appreciably. The county's share towards financing a steel or concrete bridge was authorized 2 years ago in a bond issue for the Lincoln and Simpson Street paving. It was brought out in the discussion on ways and means for replacing the bridge. This fact was considered fortunate, as it will help avoid delay in financing the project, and members of the commission believe that the bridge needs immediate replacement. Before going ahead with the plan, the commission will try to get permission from the War Department to lower the bridge 6 feet. The river is a navigable stream and must be kept open, especially as the Hoquiam Water Company has a plant above the bridge. If the grade can be lowered, the plan is to build a concrete viaduct, but a steel span would be necessary if the present height must be maintained. Lowering the level would reduce the cost one-third, according to estimates. In other news, sack of shoes is found by police. Evidence uncovered by the Hoquiam police yesterday points to two solutions for a dilemma which the sleuths of force are trying to solve. Either a wedding celebration lacked part of the appropriate setting, or else some charitable person's kind plans went awry in an effort to help someone else. For yesterday, Officer Dave Johnson found a sack containing 6 pairs of partly worn shoes on I Street. Officers will hold the shoes until called for, and are planning to turn them over to the Salvation Army unless the owner asks for them. In the city and county news, a chimney fire at the Scandia Hotel, 11th and K Streets, called the fire department to the scene at 5:05 o'clock yesterday afternoon. No damage resulted, as the fire was limited to burning of soot and a few sparks. A building permit for $2,800 residence to be built on Aberdeen Avenue near Myrtle Street was issued at the office of the city clerk yesterday to Matt Stahl, contractor. The house is to be built for J.E. Brooks. L.P. Schaefer, a cook at Polson's Camp No. 8, reported to the police that he had lost $200 in $20 bills at the boxing smoker Tuesday. W.R. May, deputy customs officer stationed at Aberdeen, has been sent 2 men to assist him during the next few days on ships expected. The men are Lee Carter and John Strong, both from Tacoma headquarters. S.K. Bowen, county commissioner, estimates that floodwaters in Grace Harbor County have done not more than $1,000 damage in the last few weeks. And finally, all mills in Hoquiam and all in Aberdeen, except the A.J. West Mill, were running yesterday when the Northwestern Lumber Company started up after more than a month's shutdown for repairs. This was originally printed in the Grace Harbor Washingtonian newspaper on January 18, 1923. Though the Poalsie is currently closed until April 1, 2023 to complete fabrication of new permanent exhibits, catalog major collections, and tackle more interior painting, we are pleased to remind you of our online photographic collections database launched early last year. Visit poalsiemuseum.org now to begin exploring over 29,000 images of historic Grace Harbor made possible through a grant from the Grace Harbor Community Foundation. We greatly appreciate your support, and as always, we thank you for tuning in to hear the Poalsie Museum's Daily Centennial Moment.